Hi, this is Joanne Brooke Hyland with Circle and Bloom, where we create programs designed for women to reduce the effects of stress and open up the brain-body connection to improve their reproductive ability to have a baby. This is the first installment of a new series we are calling How Einstein Would Get Pregnant. A fun and yet educational look into how the brain influences the body and how we can be more proactive in helping our bodies find balance from a reproductive standpoint. This is the first week, and so welcome. We are going to first cover the building blocks of our bodies. And please know that this is meant to be very interesting. And I think you will find that you will be very surprised to learn some of the new research being done in cellular biology and really what it's pointing to with respect to the brain function and our thoughts and perceptions and how that all influences our cells and therefore our existence. So we thought that with week one, it would be great to cover the basics and look into our bodies a bit at the, you know, trillions and trillions of cells that make up our existence, these cells that live and breathe and work and digest and replicate, all of the functions that we do in a very, very basic level they do, when they work together to create this community within our bodies that work, you know, really miraculously. Our bodies are, I think, just an unbelievable, model of efficiency and, beautiful design. So with that said, let's look into the cell for a second. And let me just cover the basics. The basics are that we have a cell membrane that surrounds proteins, which basically make the cell do certain things, like it tells the cell to be a liver cell or a heart cell or a muscle cell. And then we have the nucleus, which within the nucleus, of course, you have DNA. You have RNA, which is then a duplicate of the DNA, which then creates additional proteins as needed. The DNA is where our genes reside. And this is where it gets interesting. I recently sat down with Dr. Rob Kiltz of CNY Fertility. He's based in Syracuse, and he has offices in Albany and Rochester. And he's a terrific, terrific, almost spiritual, if you will, doctor who has helped thousands and thousands of women realize their dream of pregnancy. And he and I had a very, very in-depth and interesting conversation, and he firmly believes in what we're doing and also believes firmly in the connection with our levels of stress and our thoughts on our bodies. And he recommended a book to me, and I'm surprised that I hadn't read this book yet, but it's a book by Dr. Bruce Lipton called Biology of Belief. And here, Dr. Bruce Lipton is a cellular biologist. He has taught at very prestigious colleges and universities, such as Stanford and University of Wisconsin. And he talks in his book about the fact that for the past 50 years, gene theory, even though it really was never proved, sort of was the de facto understanding of how our cells express themselves. And so when you look at our genes, basically gene theory said that our genes dictate how our cells become themselves, become either liver and how they look and our eyes and our eye color, our hair color, our intelligence, our ability to play basketball well. All of this was contained in our genes. And so basically we took a back seat to what was already in our body, so the genes held all of the power. And if you look at the pure number of proteins that we have, again, proteins are the expression, how our genes become what they are. So they are actually the building blocks. But there are about 120,000 different expressions of proteins. So you have 120,000 different proteins. And if gene theory holds true, you should have one gene in your DNA that matches or replicates exactly, 120,000 proteins. So the Human Genome Project was launched with the intention of uncovering and labeling each of these 120,000 genes and in our DNA. And what they found was quite surprising and quite different than what they expected. They could only find between 20 and 25,000 genes in our DNA. So the gene theory really gets put into question. If you don't have one gene for one protein, how do the proteins create themselves? If you know, there's certainly another factor and another factor that comes into play. And what many people, many researchers are now uncovering is that the environment actually has a much greater influence on our genes, the expression, of the genes, and therefore our proteins than was originally thought by this gene theory. There's plenty of books. There's a book that was recently released called The Genius in All of Us and really debunks a lot of the, even looks at Mozart's life and debunks the theory that he was a prodigy, that it, really his musical genius was a product of his environment and how his father, you know, with the musical talents, etc., really created his genius. So it's this environment that really has a stronger influence than we thought. And what is environment? What do we mean by that? Essentially, what we mean is your senses take in a ton of information all of the time. And our senses are, of course, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, our touch, our feel, everything that we are taking in terms of information about the environment. That information passes through our subconscious, and our subconscious is the director of our body. So our subconscious actually takes up and regulates most of our brain function because it just has so much to do with respect to regulating our bodies. And I'm going to talk much more about the subconscious because I think that that is a very, very important point that we should all understand about how our subconscious works and therefore how we can influence our body. But let me just explain then, therefore, the signals come in, the information passes through our senses, it gets mingled into our subconscious, and it's then our subconscious that sends out information. In the case of estrogen, estrogen is our signals, information that stems from our ovaries, which is all sent from the subconscious. Now, what Bruce Lipton says, which I, you know, most definitely agree with, is that the information comes in, it mingles with your subconscious. That information may come in as A, but then it mingles with your subconscious with all of its history of perceptions and fears and understandings and memories and again, the pure perception of your situation. And it may come out and influence your body as B, C, D, or E, meaning it changes, and it can change. It may not change depending on the situation, but it may change depending on your thoughts and your beliefs and your perception about certain things. So that's the aha, if you ask me. That is what uncovers and basically scientifically theorizes. I don't think it actually proves at this point, but you certainly can put a framework around how our brains influence our bodies. You know, and if you look at disease progression, and if you look at, you know, miraculous healings, if you look at how Buddhist monks can, you know, be wrapped in wet clothing in sub-zero temperatures, and while they're meditating, have steam rise from their skin, or if you look at the more unfortunate examples of children who are not loved and cared for and hugged when they're very young as infants, literally are stunted in their growth. The example of the people who can walk across very hot, steaming coals and have nothing happen to their feet. What is physically happening in those situations? And it's the environment. It's not just, if it were just the genes, you know, the feet would be, you know, burned to a crisp. If it were just genes, the monks would be frozen solid. What is impacting what is going on? And of course, it's our thoughts, it's our beliefs, it's the way our brains are impacting our bodies. that's the so exciting and important point for me. And again, this book kind of wraps it up in a nice package, which is what we understood when we created these programs, which is the brain-body connection and our work with Dr. Bernie Siegel and how he has, you know, spent his career in helping people use their visualization capabilities, using the ability to see. And again, this just proves it, because if you can change the way you see and visualize what your body should be doing at any given time, then therefore, and if your subconscious believes it, and that's the key, then therefore there's real change that can happen in your body. So let me just stop there. Again, next week we are going to cover more about the subconscious. And again, just to recap what we were just talking about, which is that, you know, that there are real, you know, factors at play that we can be, you know, proactive with respect to our reproductive function than we ever thought possible. And again, the underpinnings of what we intend to create and what we have created with our programs. As always, please email me with any thoughts or questions at joanne@circlebloom.com. Thank you so much for listening, and please subscribe to the podcast and our blog, How Einstein Would Get Pregnant. Thank you.